What you talking about? What the fuck you talking about, man? I can't understand you, bro. You talking crazy? Talking about pollution, overpopulation. Talking about UFOs, GMOs. These big old veins popping out in your neck, bro. You spitting, man, and breathing up my nose. What you talking about? What the fuck you talking about, dude? Back up a little bit, bro, 'cause you talking crazy.
Seem like people aren't thinking anymore. Well, that's exactly what Warning Radio is for.
You talking about the Masons and secret governments. Talking about astral projection and strange apparitions. Then you turn around and tell me with a straight face that Christianity is just rank superstition. What you talking about, man? What the fuck you talking about, dude? I can't understand you, bro. You talking crazy. Come on, fellas. You're talking about conspiracies and wars and stealing oil. Talking about some kind of chemtrails overhead. Trying to make me read this thing on the internet. Saying George Bush hiding underneath my bed. What you talking about, yo? You're scaring my dogs and cats, man. I can't understand you, bro. You're talking crazy. Crazy like a mofo. Crazy like a myth head, man.
Every Monday night.
Yeah.
Tune in. For Brian Baxter. Warning Radio. Right.
Uh-huh. Here we are. What? Look what Stu wrote. What intro's too long.
Well, you cry. That's all I can say.
I
don't give a crap
that.
What any of you say. There are much longer intros than that one. That one's 2 minutes long, so go
yeah,
to hell.
Yeah, it shouldn't take half the show. I agree.
Hey, you know what? You know what? You know who does this stuff? Me. So you know what? The rest of you can all go to hell.
Well, maybe that's kind of why it was...
Hey, if you guys want to come over and do some work once in a while, that's fine. But until then, shut up. That's
hey,
all I gotta say.
I brought the power strip. That's all I'm saying.
Well,
I did my duty.
That's your duty? God, you want to trade?
Yeah.
Cold Stone jelly beans, man.
Off the floor?
No, it wasn't off the floor.
Well, how low did you go to get to it?
I reached over there. I took it out of this. But you don't like jelly beans.
I don't like jelly beans.
Brian does them.
Jelly beans are good. Jelly beans are
real good.
I'd say I'd do that. And
this
I'm
is dead air, people.
That's
while
not
you
dead.
Feed
we're talking.
Yourselves.
We're talking.
I got it.
It's fine. Don't worry
Ooh,
about
what's
it.
What's
the
blue?
News?
Blue is scaring me.
I think it's like some kind of a blueberry razzleberry thing. I don't know. Schnozzleberry.
You guys are not normal.
Ooh, schnozzleberry.
Oh, these are birthday cake. You tell me you wouldn't want a birthday cake jelly bean?
Not from you.
What does that mean?
Because 2 weeks ago, did I not hear about something about vomit and
those?
That
fish,
was different jelly
fish
beans.
Stuff were different jelly.
Well, they all look
stuff.
Alike to me.
Well, that's kind of the point. You never know what you're going to get.
And then you were offering me. That's what I'm saying.
Whatever. Whatever. So, hey, everybody. Sorry
Hello.
About the delay in getting the show started. And I think that's probably why the intro seemed long.
No, that is not why. The intro was like about 5 minutes.
It was not.
Of your life
five,
gone.
It was, well, it was 2 minutes. 2 minutes.
Is that man counting?
Here, yeah, let me show you. Let me show you right here. You got to look at the computer here, and I will show you.
Oh, what's going on 7:22?
See? Look at that. Right there.
I'm sorry, but I'm trying to pay attention to what's going on.
What?
On what?
I don't know. News at yahoo.com. How come I can't just copy
shenanigans.
This?
You should be able to
somebody's, click on it. Somebody's fired shenanigans.
There, see? You're good.
Ooh.
Okay.
That was without a Mac.
Amazing.
It is.
Anything can be done without a Mac.
Family ties, it shows like 45 seconds. Rick wants to time it. Rick is amazing.
Okay, Rick, you ready?
What are you talking about?
See, this is right. Why you shouldn't be allowed jelly beans during the show, you know.
Indian astrologers are predicting violence and turmoil across the world as a result of this week's solar flare eclipse, which the superstitious and religious views as a sign of potential doom.
Yeah.
These are the same people that watched The Knowing.
Mm-hmm, because of the whole solar flare thing.
And they're believing it.
Well, it is true.
Was that it for news, or did you?
No, I have two headlines.
Two headlines. Okay.
From the same story, but the headlines are so cool.
Okay.
Buzz Aldrin lands fist on man's face.
I love that.
That is a good one.
Or watch Buzz Aldrin punch a conspiracist.
That's a good one.
Both of those are.
And the conspiracist didn't see it coming.
I can tell you that these jelly beans don't do much for your belches.
Whew. Sorry. And why are you pushing that downwind?
Because I don't want it.
You grew it. Keep
it might have been a little bit of chicken masala mixed in with that birthday cake. I don't know.
Guys, it's just lovely working with you. What can I say? I come off with such a great weekend here. I love y'all. I'm going to put it out there in the public.
Well, let's see. We got a lot going on, but we can't talk about a lot of it.
That's because we signed those stupid non-disclosure agreements.
And
we're gagged.
Yeah. It is rough.
It is. It's tough.
Because we got so much on the verge. But speaking of on the verge, we're on the verge of August the 7th.
What in the name of all that is holy?
August the 7th.
That's you won't be here.
I won't be here.
That's pretty good.
That is the day we're celebrating because Peckman didn't get enough signatures.
Oh.
That's due date.
I'll celebrate. Well, we can do a webcam.
Yeah, we can webcam. And
so, of course. Yeah. Not normally what webcamming is used for, but...
It's not?
No.
That's celebrating. Yay.
I just don't want to do that with you, is all.
Okay.
Well, you won't be here,
right? Yeah.
The last time just didn't go so well.
That's it.
So, what?
That should make a good book.
So, and you guys all heard about the novel last week, right? So.
Yes!
Now, who was I? Did we find out?
I think we should do an excerpt.
I was who?
Every week. Buckport? I think you're Bingo.
Bingo.
It's something like that. Bingo. Ringo,
bingo in the book.
Bingo was not my name.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying.
When they're having their meeting, it talks about the woman who's the researcher and talks about this other guy.
You're gonna make me miss my spot.
Well, I meant to bring the book, but I forgot.
I brought the book.
Did you get a hard copy?
Yes, I did get a hard copy, and
I paid full price for it too.
I did $5.
I paid 20 cents.
$5.95.
Wow.
So. Hey, you know.
Wow. That's a lot of money.
It was a wild weekend.
So
I was shopping.
How much of the book did you read, or did you just browse it?
I just started it. I was very busy this weekend, so I really didn't get to read much of anything but the first section about where they're having their first meeting. And where Buck is, admitting that he's a bit psychic.
Right.
And,
Buck.
You know.
That's the
Buck,
cop.
The cop.
Buckaroo, as they call him later.
Yeah.
Buckaroo. Oh, I didn't know a roo cost that much.
Are you past the beginning already? Because it's the very first, it's where they're having the meeting. You're sitting at the computer typing. This person has actually been to y'all's meetings.
Yeah, this person has done research on us.
And this is Midnight Emissions by Sarah
Midnight
Lee.
Midnight Investigations. Buy the book, people.
Don't buy the book.
What? Yes, because if you're going to be talking
if
about
be
things that we can,
we need
it to sell.
She needs income.
More than 22 cents.
Oh my God, I love these.
We got Desi Hollyhock, Buck Walter, Gwen Hollyhock, Dallas Stone, Mary Hollyhock, Charles and Veronica Skillahorn, and The Dark Presence.
No, you're just at the, it's in the beginning of the story, not the lead character.
Well, here, you didn't read, you read the K2 part before, so I'll give you just the first chapter part to read, because it's just as dumb.
Okay, chapter one.
Yes. Use your good voice.
Okay, my good voice. I'm not a forgiving person. Debbie Hollyhock focused on her sternest look on the newest member of the Rocky Mountain Paranormal Research Team, or Rampart, as they were known. Rampart is all about scientific method, none of that woo-woo stuff. One strike and you're out, got it? Buck Walter nodded. very fearfully nodded. Desi kept her voice barely above a whisper, but she figured the recorders had picked her up her words anyway, because those recorders pick up everything.
And she's basically an EVP at this point.
Yeah, yeah. Big deal. Everyone knew she did not want a psychic on the team. Just because she'd been outvoted did not mean that she had to put up with nonsense. So far, Buck had behaved himself. He'd helped the team set up cameras and recorders in this supposedly haunted house near downtown Colorado Springs. Quietly attentive, he listened to explanations about why recorders were placed in certain locations. His job was to learn, and he took it seriously. Neither the house's creepy atmosphere nor working in darkness fazed him. Is that enough?
Yeah.
It's too much.
I think we should have a little every...
Yeah, well, yeah, we could have a little reading mm-hmm. every time until we get to the good stuff. All right. I'm going to set the jelly beans aside here. What other news we got? It seems like we have stuff to talk about.
Cool. It does let me bookmark it.
Oh,
yay, Apple.
Making discoveries. Kindle.
You know what we could do? Is we could call our guest.
Oh.
Yeah, we could.
Rick's right on it already.
What?
One mistake the author made. They don't call themselves psychics anymore. They call themselves sensitive.
She actually does refer to that later on in the book.
And, Guy, just wanted to let you know, the book only came out a month ago, so it wasn't our fault.
What wasn't our fault?
Guy is saying, why couldn't you tell me about the book 2 months ago when he was reviewing the Kindle, too? Because he probably would have bought it if he'd known that this book was available on it. But unfortunately, we didn't know.
That's true. We didn't. We didn't.
And the book only came out a month ago.
We had no idea.
It came out 6 weeks ago.
Okay, 2 months.
Six
almost.
Terrible weeks ago.
A month and a half.
But it's called Midnight Investigations, and it has a purple cover.
Yeah, it's by Sarah Lee.
And it has Cheryl Lynn.
Oh, Cheryl, Cheryl Lynn.
One name that I do know.
Cheryl Ladd. So go get it.
It was a book of the month, says Cinder Kitty. Yes, on Oprah.
Yeah, the Oprah book.
I really wish it would have been an Oprah book of the month.
Then we'd be raking in some cash.
Yeah.
Well, maybe Oprah might invite you to be on her show.
I don't want to be on. You know,
I
want to
be on
you
Ellen.
Know, okay, yes. Well, I was
hold
just
going
to say, don't be having an attitude.
No, I'm did anybody, and this includes the chat room too, listen to Brian Dunning's special on Oprah?
Mm-mm.
He did, and he'll probably catch a lot of grief for it, but it was interesting. His last episode was on Oprah and how she's well-meaning and dumb.
And more powerful than God.
But, yeah, and that's the problem. He's like, you know, she's just trying to do things that she believes is right.
Yes.
It's just she's really wrong about
it. Yeah, dumb. Yeah. That's true. That's true. And I did not see that or hear that show.
No, she... is lacking in critical thought.
She's lacking in critical thought. She's not dumb.
Do you think that she would let Brian Dunning come on the show?
Yeah.
Honestly, she might.
With that subject?
Yes.
To say, Oprah, you're lacking in critical thinking.
Mm-hmm.
And see what she says.
She'll say, well, here's $10 million. Am I thinking
know,
okay
oh,
now?
She's like a billionaire. And she's like, oh, well, yeah, come on my show. And say whatever, because, you know, I'm still earning $1 billion.
And I'll crush you.
Well, she doesn't even have to crush
like
him.
Like a cockroach.
She's earning $1 billion. That's what I'm saying. She doesn't have to do anything.
She doesn't, but I think
she's
she
one
like
of those
to.
People that if she's walking down the street and there's a $100 bill laying on the ground, it's not worth her time to bend over and pick it up.
Right. Unless Bob Green tells her to.
I want that problem.
Yeah.
You know, you should get Sarah Palin on.
Ask her about dinosaurs.
Yeah.
That would go well.
Russian dinosaurs that she can see from
her
front yard.
She has enough time.
I can see Putin's scrotum from my window.
You can see him scratching it, too. Actually, no, wait. Putin would be scratching the scrotum of... What's his name? The Prez?
I think we've gone too far.
You started it with...
Wow! I'm pulling that one off the podcast and keeping it, because I've never heard that before.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. I don't know.
Just because I said scrotum.
I was so bummed about... Palin being such a whack job. She was just wow.
You had no inkling?
I didn't know a whole lot
you
about her until
had
she
no inkling?
I didn't know much about her until she became nominee for vice president. So.
Well, no one knew that much about
her. Or she was running. Yeah.
Until she was running. But
Ooh.
I'm saying from
yeah,
her
did.
Running.
She was running around shooting moose.
Yeah, which is fine.
Wolves.
She can ride on snowmobiles and shoot all kinds of stuff. I don't mind that. But when dinosaurs don't exist because the Bible doesn't mention them, And it's just a big conspiracy. That's kind of crazy.
So, are dogs in the Bible or not? Because I heard dogs weren't, and then I've heard they are.
Well, I mean, they don't mention each species. I mean, just because they don't mention a catfish doesn't mean it doesn't exist.
I think so.
Oh, that's true.
Yes, that's true.
Because how could it miss that?
That's true. Those are important.
Literally. A fish with whiskers. Come on.
I mean, how could...
A fish that walks.
How could you have blackened catfish?
Yeah. What's that?
I said, how could you have blackened catfish without
catfish? That's true.
Call our guest, would you?
Blackened, you don't
turning, what was it, bread into fish?
Cheese.
Oh, goodness, none of us should be trying to. We are not the crew to be
I know
quoting.
They got water into wine, and that's the big one I know.
And I didn't even get that. We had grape juice.
I got
loaves into fish.
I do. Yeah, but say, I do have fish, yes, I do have my reference Bible with me.
You have to love your own kind. Ask her daughter's baby daddy.
Don't talk to us. We're ordained.
Yeah, but apparently not. Well read.
And that should be if Mary referred to God as baby daddy.
Her baby daddy.
Okay, now that's there's breaking news again.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh.
Oh, yes.
It's not officially in yet, but on its way. You can call me Archie.
Oh, in Exodus.
That's right. Yeah. Here. This will be great. I can't wait to see what you do with your flock.
Yeah. I've been moved from his reverendship to his archbishopness.
Mm-hmm. That was awesome.
I had to.
And I'm still a saint.
Yeah.
So y'all know.
You're hanging at saint.
Nator, what are you doing?
Nothing.
Are you going to become an ordained reverend at least?
Now I have time to actually consider those things.
I think you should.
What consider? I can do it in 10 seconds.
Yeah, as an archbishop, he can...
Yeah.
He can ordain you like that.
Well, ordain me to be what?
A reverend.
Reverend.
The right reverend.
Reverend Nator.
Can I be the right reverend?
You can call yourself the right reverend.
You'll have to move to the other side of me. Now you're the left.
The left reverend.
The right reverend don't need to move nowhere.
Oh, I have to move. I'm a saint.
Do you have?
Can we get that clear? I'm a saint.
Do you have ink in your machine down
there? Yeah,
okay.
I do. Are you going to waste
it? Oh, Rick's at Bible Gate way. We're going to have to do an intervention.
On Rick?
Yes.
Rick, be careful. Be careful.
I have to finish this.
I think we should call Susan.
Yeah, call Susan, would you?
I'm going to call Susan. Let me see if I got her number here.
Mm-hmm. Well, that would be good, wouldn't it?
Yeah. I like to keep the show rolling along here.
Okay. That goes over there.
I just hope. Let me see. Is the phone even working?
Oh, you sisterhood left one papers. New Sister Kitty wants
and
to be.
Four.
What?
Sister Kitty wants to know if they have sisterhood papers.
Okay, here you go.
Sisterhood papers?
Just
I have to move.
Put in your information.
Oh, she's being ordained.
We are having a live ordainment on
the Okay.
But, so.
Oh, but I don't want to put in my full legal name.
You got to.
They got to have you in the database, otherwise you're not real.
Yeah, but you know there's
just
that
put,
problem.
That's okay. Didn't say we were going to hang it on the wall or anything.
No, we will.
No. That's not the problem.
That's fine right there.
The problem
that's
is
enough.
That... That's all I have to put in?
Well, no, I mean name-wise.
Well, I know. That's all I was putting
okay.
in.
Where's
but
Susan?
What I'm saying, that's going
to
be a problem.
Well, I wasn't sure if we wanted to go through the ordainment here.
Oh. Am I flashing people with my ass? Sorry. Sorry, people. Sorry. Sorry. I'm sorry. Am I flashing? Oh, sorry. Pardon me.
Get out of the way.
Okay, now which email should I use? There's so many.
Doesn't matter.
Okay.
This is pretty exciting, though. This is pretty exciting. Let me see. Do we have...
Wait, does that shot make my ass look big? I'll continue typing.
Okay, here's what we need.
Sound right.
Okay, I'm gonna try something else.
Play the one from, Phantom of the Opera.
How about this?
Play Carmina Burana, O Fortuna. That'd be a good one.
No.
That sounds like weird noises from my stomach.
They only have so many organs in here.
There you go.
Oh, that's nice.
All right.
Are you now official?
She's almost there.
Almost. That's amazing.
easy.
And we got one sheet of paper left, people.
We are
got to make it
first.
Good.
Is this the first ordination on...
on live radio.
I sincerely doubt it, but could be. We'll say it is.
It was the first one...
Well, certainly my first.
Yes.
So...
This is Notorious first ordained.
Yes, my first.
Very exciting stuff.
Exactly. And everyone got to see my ass.
That's true.
That's the same
ass that sat in the ghost chair.
That's a very special ass, too. That's true. So, we've talked about scrotums and special asses, and this show is going to be
Call Susan,
landmark. Landmark show. And I'm calling.
But it doesn't say right, Reverend.
You have to say right, Reverend. Unless you're on his side, then you're left, Reverend, like he said.
Yeah.
Oh.
Thought I made that clear. Is this Susan?
Hello?
Susan.
Yeah.
Can you hear me?
Sorta.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
What the hell?
That's a problem.
That is a problem.
No, I can hear you, sorta.
Okay. Well, I guess that's good enough. Hi.
Hey, how you doing?
I forgot we were on a show
does this
here.
Does sound like a first date or wed?
It does.
Yeah.
Nice seeing you again.
Oh, ooh. Yeah. Nice, happy
to see you again.
Nice to see you. I can't see you, but nice to hear you.
Oh.
Well, thanks for the wave. Hi, Nitor. See you. You look great. Hi, Brian.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Oh, you see the top of Brian's head right now.
I'm a reverend.
Oh, isn't he sexy?
Yes, the top of his head, yes.
Don't tell him I said so, though.
Okay, we won't let him know.
No, let it. No.
We won't say that.
No. Oh, she got her certificate for being a reverend. We just ordained Nitor, so.
Yeah, I saw that.
Do
congratulations.
That without all that
exciting
stuff.
Well, I'm trying to
figure
out.
She just congratulated you.
Thank you. I did hear her. I was just trying to, you know, get a good print out of that.
Yeah, it's quiet. Is there something you can do to make my volume higher so I can hear you better?
I don't know. As you know, I had a little mishap.
Oh yeah,
with
explain what happened to the phone.
I was testing the magical qualities of green tea.
And they aren't so magic.
Not so magic
well, no,
after all.
Well, apparently they are magical because they do things.
It deleted all my contacts. So yeah, I accidentally dropped my cell phone into a cup of green tea and it fried my phone. So I have an old crappy phone. And we're just doing the best we can tonight, so.
Oh, and you're not on the iPhone, didn't get dropped into the tea, right?
No,
he doesn't have one.
I thought so. It wasn't the iPhone.
He doesn't have one.
Nitor, I choose not to have one, okay?
Whatever.
Lay off.
Hey, tooth hurts.
My iPod Touch is quite safe, so yes, I'm good there. Anyway. For the people in the chat room that don't know who you are, do you want to give us another bio?
Another bio?
Well,
can I make one up?
It's the second time.
Yes, you can make up.
You can make one up. You can
lie.
Radio, yeah,
baby.
You can lie your ass off if you want.
Exactly.
But for those of you that don't know, this is the second time that Susan has been with us, and we appreciate her so much for doing this. And this is probably going to be a much better show because the last time I believe we had Bizjack Flemco on.
Oh yes, we did.
That was interesting.
Yeah, that was a bizarre show. So tonight it is just you. We're focusing on you.
Yeah,
I
we like you better.
Stressful. I hope I had something interesting to say.
So do we, or we're hanging the fuck up.
Off of his crappy phone, it'll probably accidentally hang up.
Will you lay off of me? You are just... Okay, anyway.
I know, I'm in rare form.
You are in rare form. Okay, so
I'm
go ahead and go ahead and give us a bio, and so everybody feels like they know you.
Congregation, please, quiet down. Quiet down, people, quiet down. Okay, go ahead.
Well, I'm Susan Gerbic. I'm in Salinas, California. The most beautiful place in the world is Monterey County. I'm out here.
Can I give a name in?
I'm a skeptic junkie and a skeptic groupie. And I just got back from TAM 7. And, you know, I guess that's me.
Now, here, let me hold this up to the camera here.
No, not my name.
It'll be quick. Don't worry. See,
oh, yeah.
They can't even read that. Can't even read that. See?
I'll kill you.
Let's see if anybody in the chat room can read that. Now, how was TAM this year?
Oh, my gosh. Well, you know, this is my third or fourth TAM. I don't know. I go to a lot of skeptic events, and this one was just awesome because they had the live feed this year. So I really didn't pay a lot of attention to the lectures.
Right.
Because I knew that I could just go home and watch it on the internet, and then, you know, you get the DVDs and things like that. So we didn't. I didn't really spend a lot of time with the lectures. It was there, but I had a blast with the people and the things that were happening off stage. That's the stuff that you can't see that's going on in the back. That was the best part. The people. Oh my gosh.
I bet. So yeah. Is there anything that you can tell us on the air that was extra fun?
Oh my gosh. Let's see. Some of the things that you guys didn't see that were watching the live feed. In the quarter outside, people, there were some of the best conversations. We had Pendulette was there the whole time, pretty much with his daughter, and he did a lot of juggling and things. That was fun. Just some of the contacts that people made, meeting up with people. I think I told you that Discovery Channel was there. They had two talent scouts there looking for talent, somebody to be a host for something. That was very interesting to have somebody there.
The Spanish
and
version.
They were just off skirting the room.
They should have just been buying the Skeptologist and getting it over with.
Yeah, do you think that any of the contacts that were there, any of the scouts or whatever, got the Skeptologist pushed on them any?
Well, no, that's a kind of funny thing, the Skeptologist thing, and I don't know how much I can say about the Skeptologist thing, but put it this way, whenever Mark Edward did an interview with the talent scouts, they were kind of surprised that they'd never heard of the Skeptologist at all. So
wow, it's just not getting out there, huh?
Well, considering they were the talent scouts for Discovery Channel, and Discovery Channel was supposed to have the demo for Skeptologist, wasn't there. They didn't know anything about it.
Wow.
So we're kind of like, okay, was there other people that had the demo I don't know. It was pretty interesting. But, you know, they got the demo tape. Mark gave the demo tape to these talent scouts and said, here I am in the Skeptologist. And they're like, oh, well, I guess we got to watch this. So I guess they got it into their hands that day. There was quite a few other people that were there, I think, that were scouting around for talent. So, and there's, you know, lots of people are networking each other because they have, you got a lot of computer geeks and you got a lot of people who have great ideas, but they're just looking for, either they're looking for money or they're looking for people to star in it or, you know, to work with. So it's the place to be to network, trust me.
Wow. Yeah, we're going to be there next year. That's all there is to it.
Well, that'd be great. And, you know, Randy was there, and, you know, Randy's awesome. And he had, I don't know if you know that he'd had some sort of surgery.
Yes.
And I'm not going to say what I think it is. Somebody's asking in the chat room if Brian Dunning's new project Truth Hurts is there. We were pretty surprised. I'd never heard of Truth Hurts, but from what I understand, he wasn't really marketing it that much, and the people that did see it, I don't think were too excited about it. I didn't see it, but
wow.
Stu? There's the Skeptologist thing in there,
Stu's
though.
Got an
that was that was pretty good. People are really, really happy about the Skeptologist, and they really want to see it go big. Every time Mark's anywhere, you know, we had Yaman Chan was there. Brian Dunning, obviously, Steve Novella, all the Skeptologists, there were several there, and they were just really thrilled. You know, people were coming up to him and asking him questions about the Skeptologists. People really want that to happen. So I don't know about this Truth Hurts thing, but I was totally surprised. I'd never heard of it.
Well, you know, I think Stu has an inside track on that one. Is that the one, Stu? Let us know in the chat room if that's the one that you had worked on. Or not, but I think that's what the deal was. Is that why Stu asked that question? Because I think he was actually.
Oh, is that right? I didn't know.
So,
but we didn't know anything about it. But some people were talking about, you know, when we were saying, well, I guess Brian Dunning's got another thing to pitch, and so maybe they've given up on Skeptologists because he's doing this Truth Hurts.
Well, I don't know. how ready Truth Hurts is. I think Stu would know more about that than I would, but so I would be surprised if he was pushing it very hard.
There was apparently a demo done, and from what one of my friends told me that he watched it live with the, you know, on the live feed, and the people in the chat room on the live feed were saying weren't too impressed with it, and I don't know why. I think it had to do with the tone. Maybe it was because it was Brian Dunning, and he wasn't, what's the word for it? He wasn't, I don't know. From what I understand, like I said, I didn't see it myself, that the tone wasn't right with Brian Dunning's voice and his personality. I guess he was in a suit. And then you've got this hot chick in a bikini or something. And it just didn't fit, I guess. It didn't come across well. That's what I was told. But then again, I didn't see it.
Yes,
now, they
I
have Dr. Have you heard of this guy who does, what is his name? He does YouTube video.
Captain Disillusion.
Come on, help me with the guys. Captain Courageous.
Captain Disillusion?
Yeah. Now, he had a demo. He had a special one there where he interviewed Randy.
Uh-huh.
What happened is he got beamed to Randy's library.
Yeah.
And that was really awesome. That was, now, that went over really well. That one was a very good, little demo. That one was really hot.
Yeah,
but I didn't see the other one.
It was too bad they were both wrong. In the video, but yeah, that was a good one. I saw that about a month ago, I think.
You've already seen it.
Yeah,
they sent it to us live there. I didn't get a chance to see anything.
Yeah,
I didn't. I mean, I liked it. That was great.
Yeah, that was a fun one. Both of their theories ended up being just slightly off from what was really going on there. There's been more information that's come out since then. About it. So Randy was close. He was close. He had the right idea.
Yeah, it was fun. And, you know, because Randy was kind of ill, and he was there. We couldn't shake his hand. You couldn't touch him. But, you know, a lot of people were taking pictures with him, and he was a good sport, and he even got up and walked on the stage. You couldn't really tell, but he was in a wheelchair the whole time.
Oh, really?
And, yeah, he was totally in a wheelchair the whole time through the whole cam. And he would go back to his room and rest. I guess he just had this surgery a couple weeks prior. And, he was, of course, he's the star. But whenever he got up on stage, you'd see him walking up there. He looked pretty good, I think. But
he looked great. He really did.
Yeah, but he was in a wheelchair, and we couldn't touch him. We didn't know why when we went to the beginning.
Larry
they said
King
they had made an announcement, you can't shake his hands. And we thought it had something to do with the dowser that was going to do the $1 million challenge. And that she was, you know, there's something in the protocol that said, you know, you can't touch his hands because skeptics are going to, you know, we didn't know.
Right. Now, speaking of that, what kind of perspective did you have on the whole Connie Sohn thing?
Oh, awesome. I'm glad you asked. Being at Tim, what they had us do is we had to all leave the room, and it was a huge, massive room, and then they closed it off into a small room with about seating for maybe 800 people, and we had to sign a waiver to get back in, and they were real strict about it. We all lined up, and they let the VIPs come in first, and they set them in the front row. And then it was like they lined us up at the doors, and we walked in with this waiver. And the waiver said that we promised we would not talk. We couldn't get up. We couldn't do anything. It was just you sit down, and you don't move during the whole time. And then they had Banachek. You guys got to see it, right?
Yes, I did.
Okay,
yep.
Yeah. Banachek had an extra, a suit of cards that he didn't use, and that was just in case somebody in the audience disrupted it. And I sat way in the back, but Mark Edward was right up there in the front, and I had friends all over the place. And what happened is they put us in, and we had to sit down, and there was nobody allowed to stand. You had to be sitting in a chair, and we all sat down. It was like a church. It was quieter than any church. There was one cough, and that was the whole thing that we saw. We just sat there with our hands together. It was so awesome. I mean, I can't believe
I gotta say,
how well
Behaved.
Down it was. Behaved. Oh, yeah, we thought somebody would disrupt. I mean, it was just, it was so solemn, and everybody knew how important it was. And the funny thing is a lot of people had to leave, you know, to go to the airport. I mean, I had to get the heck out of there right after that because of my I had to get to the airport and get on my plane to come home. But, you know, nobody got out. And there was about 700 of us, 700 or 800 of us. Every seat was full.
Wow.
Every seat. And, you know, what really, I think, was really amazing, because people are always talking about how skeptics are so closed-minded and how we just won't, you know, we won't. You guys aren't. You know, you guys are really, you know, the epitome of probably somebody like me, because I'm just like, you know what, don't bother me. I know it's all fake. You know, you just get over yourself. Of course you don't. You're not really dowsing. But at this challenge, it was very different, because I think we were really rooting for her. We really wanted it to be,
successful.
You know, that she could have done it.
Yeah, you know, Susan, that's one of the interesting things. Watching it on the live feed.
It really was.
That was really the feeling that you got, was that everybody was really wanting her to succeed.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and there was a lot of excitement just in the air about it, and it was a really fun thing to watch. Now, if anybody doesn't know what we're talking about, we are talking about the latest $1 million challenge, where a woman came in by the name of Connie Sohn, and she was going to douse for
cards,
playing cards. She was going to, you know, she was going to be told what number she had to pick, and then she was going to douse over these face down cards, and then pick the correct ones. She failed pathetically, but I have to say that I find it strange that she helped come up with the protocol. And I'm wondering, did she not practice this in her kitchen a few times to see how bad she was going to be?
You know, I thought that same thing. And when it was over, we were just, you know, a little disappointed, but everybody looked at each other. I mean, it was like a, it was kind of like a family feeling. We all felt involved in the test. When it was done, it was a very end of TAM. The energy in the room was incredible. Like I said, we did want her to succeed. We wanted to see something paranormal. We wanted to see that. And you saw Banachek let her douse with the cards face up. So she said she was ready. He said, tune yourself in. And she says, I'm ready. And she thought she was going to get every one of them right. And, you know, we all thought that same thing. Why did she not test this before she came out here? Because she paid for her flight out here, everything.
Right.
None of that was paid for by JREF. And Denmark, I mean, come on. That's not going to be a cheap ticket, you know?
No.
So she paid for, I don't know. You know, she's just so delusioned. She said she borrowed a ton of money from her mom, like $30,000. She's been trying to find that little girl.
Wow.
The one, Madeline, is that her name?
Yep. Yeah.
But, they interviewed her, you know, she went into the VIP room immediately afterwards, and people were just talking to her and talking to her, and I don't know if you read Mark Edwards' blog on it, because he's the only one who did an interview, a real interview with her, and he said that Phil Plait was sitting next to her, and Phil Plait had all these expressions on his face, like he was sitting next to an old plate of smelly fish. He said his face went all different, trying to keep from smirking, and he's trying to be professional. But he had to sit next to her, and I guess Penn Jillette was kind of short. You know, he didn't think it was funny, or
I've never seen Penn Jillette be short.
Oh, yeah. <true. laughs> I used Penn Jillette and the word short in the same sentence. That's pretty good. I think it's a gold star or something. Anyway, you know what? I really, really bothered me, because they asked me, they were saying, what kind of question would you ask her afterwards? What kind of thing would you say to her if you were interviewing her? And, you know, I don't know if you guys read this or not, but this woman is nuts.
Yeah.
She says she talks to animals, and animals talk back to her. And, this is great. She gave a CD to Mark, because, like I said, he's the only one that interviewed her. And it's taped. It's a video. I mean, I don't know if it's videotaped or just audiotaped that he did. And she gave Mark a CD that has that explains everything with that little Madeline girl. She said she was out walking her dog in Portugal, and the dog stopped, and she went and looked over a fence, and there was the little girl being held hostage in the backyard with some bad men. And so she recorded this. She recorded what they were talking to each other about. And so she gave that recording. She gave it to the police, and they didn't take her seriously. So they gave her, she gave this thing to Mark to play it, and she says, "This has got all the answers on it."
Wow.
So he took it and he put it in his computer, and it started making some really freaky noises when it was, like, loading. Uh-huh. He took it out because he thought, "This has got some psychic craft in it or something." It's got a virus
on it.
But she says you have to play the recording really fast or really slow to get the actual answers to where the little girl's being held at.
Wow.
Yeah, and I was like, well, why didn't you just, like, call the police and say the little girl's in the backyard? If you can't, she says she's being held hostage there. She saw her being held hostage. Isn't that, like, obvious?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, what, does she have ropes around her?
Yeah.
You know?
But wow.
You know what? What I really wanted to do is, if I had a chance to talk to her, the lady, is I'd probably punch her in the face. Because you know what she did? Think about it. Here's these parents. What the little girl's been missing, what, 2 years now?
Yeah.
And this woman's coming out publicly, and she's going on in the newspapers and the media, and she says the parents are responsible for the death or for the abduction of the little girl.
That's known as pulling a Sylvia Brown. Yeah.
And I mean, as a mother myself, I think I would punch her. I think I would claw at her face or something. I can't imagine somebody. Not only are these parents being, you know, their hearts are being ripped out because the little girl's missing, but to say that they are responsible for her abduction.
Right.
That's brutal.
I mean, I just think that's these people are, you know, she's mentally ill, but come on, you know, I really would go at her, and that's probably what would happen if I'd been in the room with her. I probably would have let her. I mean, I'm not that polite. I would have probably taken her. I would have said, "Let's go outside, Connie."
Yeah.
You know, this is for the parents, because you ain't got, you know, that ain't right. You don't say that. You got proof? Then let's come up with the proof.
Exactly. Yeah, it is amazing. In our last lecture, I highlight this, MySpace friend request that I got.
Tell me about that.
He gets a lot of interesting friends.
I get some very interesting friends
yes.
on MySpace.
We don't know what his strange attractor is.
This was a psychic, and she, for some reason, decided to request me as a friend, not reading my page very clearly, because I state that I like to expose people like her.
Expose! That's what got you this friend.
Yeah, that's probably true. She might be an exhibitionist. Anyway.
Thank you for that.
Don't look at me like that. So anyway.
Sorry.
Don't expose yourself right now.
Exactly.
Yeah, not right now. The camera's on.
Not enough jelly beans to cover.
Nader says later.
Oh, I'm blushing. So, anyway, this
you're blushing.
This psychic, you know, she says that she is absolutely proven and, you know, experienced all this kind of stuff, makes all these claims. And then she has this note to skeptics, and it says, "I am not here to prove myself to you," right after she said she's proven. "You don't have the right to call me names, and, you know, when you call me a fraud, it hurts my feelings."
Aww.
And I'm thinking, yeah, think about the people that you feed crap to, you know, just like we're talking about these parents, you know, and the psychic's worried about her feelings being hurt.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
well, they say everybody's got a right to their opinion, but, you know, I have a right to my opinion, too, and I'm serious, I would have taken it out in her face. I was really upset.
And I would have paid admission to see that. That would
have
been awesome.
It would have been good.
Yeah.
It would have been really good. Man, I mean, I seriously, when I read that she was getting after the parents, I was like, this is for all the parents out there who've been scammed by these psychics. But
yeah.
She is mentally ill. And, you know, you kind of got to go, okay, well, she's mentally ill already, but she's been given this venue. So some people were kind of like, well, you know, I know something else that was said. Oh, this is good. At the VIP, this isn't commonly known either, but at the VIP meeting, when she went out afterwards, you know, they've got all these people. You've got Jamie and Swiss, and you've got the, you know, Phil Plait and you know, Penn and Teller, all these people in there. Ray Hyman's in there. And somebody tells Phil Plait or Randy, I can't remember who it was, they said, so, what are you guys going to do to combat, you know, how are you going to keep from having these people with mental illness applying for the challenge and trying to, you know, and she just got this really funny look on her face, like, are you talking about me? And I guess they told her, oh, we weren't talking about you, Connie.
No.
But she is. She's mentally ill. She says that she got drummed out of the police force, I guess, because they didn't take her seriously, or you know, or I don't know what her problem was, but
now,
you know.
I have a question. To get
yes,
to this,
Brian.
To get to this point, she had to have at least had a signed letter of somebody of reasonable authority claiming that they had witnessed her abilities before they let her in this bar. Any idea who did that or how she got to that point?
Yeah, I didn't read all the things. That's a good question, Brian. I didn't read it all really well, but Ray Hyman and I sat in the, at the airport going home, and we were talking about it, and he was showing me all the different things, and he pulled out, it's on the JREF if anybody's interested. It has everything, every detail of the thing, but she had to have a media presence. And her media presence was, get this, the Madeline search for the little girl Madeline. And all it was, it was a Danish newspaper that claimed that she was going to, that she had been searching for Madeline. She spent about $20,000 of her own money trying to find the little girl. And then she was vouched for by, I'm trying to remember. It was some... I don't know if it was a doctor or a lawyer or something, but I don't know what her... I'm trying to remember. You know, I guess somebody more clever than I am will have to go look it up, but there was some people who vouched for her, but it wasn't that they witnessed anything, I don't think. I think they just said some strange things happened when she was around. Or maybe they said that they'd seen her talk to animals, and it looked like the animals talked back because they... tilted their head to their side or something like that, like they were answering her, and she said, yeah.
She fed them some peanut butter beforehand or something.
Probably jelly beans.
Yeah, so, and she had to pay for this herself. But now there's a group that does investigations, kind of like you guys do, but not to the extent you do. In L.A., are you guys aware of the I can't think of what they're called, it's Jim Underdown is the one who's one of the founders of it. Do you know which one I'm talking about?
Yes, absolutely. I don't know why the name escapes me now. We've had Jim on the show and talked to him about it. But, yeah, love those
they
guys.
They do investigations, but they do them. I don't think they do like you guys do, where they go really intensely with all the machines. These are people who kind of investigate and look at, you know, the reasons for events as well. Oh, God, I can't... Yeah, it's going to bother me now. But anyway, they have a $50,000 challenge.
Yep.
And she's applying for that. And,
she's got to pay mom back.
I don't know if she's going to come back or not, but, I mean, goodness gracious, that's expensive. You would think that she would have done, you know, something. But, and you know what? A lot of people out there who are listening might not understand is, even if she had passed this challenge and she agreed that she would have to get 100%, which was three correct.
Right.
If she had passed that with three correct, she would still not have received $1 million. She'd have to go through another protocol. It'd be one more challenge.
Yeah, this was just the preliminary.
Yeah, and so far, no one has ever passed the preliminary. In fact, no one has ever, there's almost been nobody who's ever gotten as far as Connie did, because most people who fill out the applications cannot fill it out. They're mentally ill. They can't, they say things like, yeah, my claim is that I can make the sun rise in the sky each day. And they say, well, how could we test that? And they're like, well, we could. And then they start going on to, like, gibberish. They're,
right.
They're mentally not hinged. And
well, you know, there might be something morally wrong with Randy dangling $1 million specifically to mentally ill people.
Yeah, and you know what? There's a lot of people who talk like that that say that's not true. But how can you weed them out? Because the whole idea is to expose these people, like, you know, the the Chris Moons and the Sylvia Browns and the John Edwards and all those people, if you don't put it out there,
I have an idea.
I think
what they should do with the $1 million is put it out as a reward for someone who can bring proof of the fraud. So reward the people who debunk and expose.
Yeah, you guys are.
Oh yeah, we
the smart ones aren't going to take up the $1 million challenge.
Right, but the thing is
the crazy ones, yes.
That I think the $1 million would get won pretty quickly,
well,
and it would be over.
Well,
right.
So we have to do a little bake sale.
a big sale.
A couple.
Well, you know what else I was thinking too, what Brian said about how did this woman get on this $1 million challenge,
right,
when she doesn't really have a media presence other than just a newspaper article about how she's looking for this little girl. And
right.
I don't even think that there was anybody extremely reputable who vouched for her. And that's kind of how they're supposed to be getting rid of the mentally ill people, is making the challenge more difficult. You know, you have to have a media presence, you have to have some sort of notarized form, and you have to have people who are, you know, vouch for you. That's how it's supposed to weed out the mentally ill. But going back to what Brian said, how did this woman get there? I think, and this is my opinion, that I think that they really wanted to do a challenge, and this is the only one who had gotten close enough and was willing to come out and do it. Because most people cannot get through that process. You know, they'll take a year to even write out an application that makes even some kind of coherent sense with some kind of protocol. This woman, she just was on it.
She had frequent flyer miles she had to use, I'm sure.
What was that?
She had frequent flyer miles that she had to use.
Yeah, they were expiring or something.
I think it's... It's interesting, you know, that she would at first say that the entities that help her were not helping her for reasons that she will someday understand. And then she turns around and just accuses Banachek of cheating. Now, I think under those circumstances that Banachek should have passed the preliminary for the $1 million challenge.
Exactly.
If he found a way to cheat, he deserves...
Oh, yeah.
You know, that was
You're
just...
You're absolutely right. And it was funny that they had Banachek, but she understood who he was. At least that's what my understanding is she understood that he's a mentalist.
Right.
He's good at sleight of hand. And the funny thing is I got on stage in the magician show. It's funny, three times in a row I got picked. I was sitting in the front, and they picked me up for three different things. It was pretty funny. But anyway... That was, okay, never mind. But
that's paranormal.
The Banachek is, you know, he said he was really nervous when Mark Edward was talking to him afterwards. He said he was real nervous about it because he wanted to make sure it was done just right. You know, he was very, very aware of, you know, the responsibility he had to do this. He was doing this for Randy and... You know, who obviously is his, you know, his mentor.
Right.
And, you know, Steve Shaw from the Alpha Kids. Everybody looked it up on Wikipedia because that was an amazing story. But
Yeah, that was an amazing story.
Yeah, for real. We need more of those these days to help expose things, you would think. But, yeah, so I think my thought is that she was brought on because she was the only thing that was close to passing this thing, you know, to getting close enough. And she did have a good presence. I mean, she didn't get up there and, you know, I don't know, I kind of expected her to do something strange when she
right.
got in there, you know.
Yeah, she behaved herself quite well. And you know what you're saying about Banachek, that really came across on the live feed, too.
Yeah.
His sense of responsibility and integrity really did come across. And I'm thinking maybe you need to apply for the $1 million challenge, that you have your paranormal ability, that anytime you're at a magic show, you can get picked.
Yeah, that's too funny, huh?
That,
yeah, I got three times, and one of them was, where's the kinkiest place you've had sex? And luckily my son hadn't shown up yet. He was just flying in. So he missed it by about an hour.
He is in the chat
room. So people were coming
right now
up to me and talking to me about it afterwards. they're asking him, so, where were you conceived at? It was pretty funny. And I was right up in the front, so people, there was probably 800 or 900 people, it felt like, in that room, and they were coming up to me afterwards saying, were you the blonde that was standing up? And was, yeah. Now, it is really funny. That's a long story that we won't go into here, but...
Yeah.
Very now, good. But yeah, I don't normally get picked.
I'm sorry. I see in the chat room that we have a Sterling. Is that your Sterling actually there?
Yeah,
or are you
that's
using
my
his account?
Sterling.
Okay.
Say hi, Sterling.
He was he was quick enough to say Center for Inquiry.
Oh.
So
is that what it is?
Yep.
Well, it's not Center for Inquiry. It's independent group.
That's the organization that James Underdown is with, and he's got for his research group. He does have another name for that. But if you go to the Center for Inquiry's website, and anybody that's listening, you can find out the name of that because it's right there on the website.
Yeah, it's something Inquiry. I think it's a separate entity. It's not affiliated. I didn't think it was affiliated with them, but they're really nice guys. They had taken Mark back because when we booked Mark's flight to come home to LAX, Los Angeles, to come home, it was going to conflict with the Dowser because he was going to do that interview. So I found some guys in a bar, and they had.
Now this story is getting interesting now.
Yeah, was Michael Shermer there?
I met up with some guys, and he. I noticed they were from LA, and I was talking to them early on, like 2 or 3 days in advance.
I guess we're for this.
You know, Mark's not going to be able to get back very easily to LAX because of this dousing thing. And they said, oh, well, we have a plane, and we have an extra seat. Would you like to fly back with us? And I'm like, yeah, that'd be great. And so I worked it out that he would get to fly with these guys. And he got this message a little later on that said, this is your captain speaking, and it was those guys from that organization
picked up in the bar.
And they flew him back, but they flew him back in a little Cessna, a 4-seater plane. I don't know if you guys have ever been anything like this.
Yeah.
But he said he got so sick. He says it was like being in a Volkswagen Bug being thrown up in the air. But he said the guys were great, and once they got in the air, it was wonderful.
That's cool.
I found some guys in the bar. Yeah, you know, when you get up on stage and you talk about the kinkiest place you've had sex, trust me, it was not hard to find people in a bar. They were everywhere.
There she is. Buy her a drink.
Hey, somebody buy her a drink. But involved pizza, that's all I'm going to say right now.
Well, but I think bought yourself a ticket back onto a future show.
Independent Investigations Group.
It was so fun because, I'm trying to tell you guys, and anybody listening, it's not the lecture so much that is the important part of going to these kind of skeptical things. It's the relationships when you meet these people,
it's
and you're
hookups.
Able to sit down face-to-face with everybody and anybody you want to talk to,
that's
and they're all dying
is.
To meet you, and you're all dying
this
to meet
video.
Them. That's what's fun. You get in the bar, and I don't really even drink. And I mean, heck, Sterling was
not
there part
the
of the time, and he's not even 21. They're all over the place. Everybody's talking to you, and it's great, and it's so much fun, and everybody's having a fabulous time. And like I say, hardly anybody's even drunk. We're all having a fantastic time, just being with each other. The skeptical movement. So who was this? Somebody earlier in the chat room said there's skeptics in California, and we do have a bit of a reputation, especially where I'm at, which is very illiterate in Salinas, but you have to understand when you go to these kind of conferences, this is probably the only time you can really bond with like-minded people that you can really just, you don't have to look over your shoulder when you're going into a restaurant and you're sitting down with a friend that's a skeptic and you kind of have to keep your voice down. Maybe not you, Baxter. I know you're kind of out there, but...
Yeah. Yeah,
but I am. I tend to be kind of polite, and I don't want to, you know, say something too loudly and bother the Christian family that's sitting next to me. You know, there might be a customer of mine or something, and I don't want to go there. I don't want to be outed that way. But, you have to... You have to understand that this is probably the only venue that people who think like we do, can go and relate to each other. It's not a real great, you know, we don't have a way of meeting each other except maybe on Facebook. Cinder Kitties, yeah. Right. It's a bonding weekend. And boy, let me tell you, it was a blast. I came home exhausted. You're out really late. The skeptics had a party.
Of course.
And that was so much fun. It was just wall-to-wall people. Gosh, we went to the Penn & Teller show. They had a talent show that I was so mad that I missed. I don't know if you guys got to see the videos on that, but
there was
so much going on that you just feel lost, that you're disappointed when you miss one thing out of all the things that were going on.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was funny, too, that Sterling's saying that he thinks people drank in Vegas, but actually, I don't think I hardly saw anybody even gamble.
Yeah.
None of us were really into it. I mean, I guess Vegas probably lost money. It's like if you send a bunch of mathematicians out or statisticians out to Vegas, they don't gamble.
Right. Yeah, what's the point?
They don't either.
Yeah, definitely. Well, we really appreciate you coming on the show, especially at such short notice. And
no stories about Michael Shermer?
Oh, what would you like to know?
Well, I have a big crush, so I'm just always any tidbit.
Oh, well, we will have to talk, girlfriend.
Oh, thank you, yes.
I don't think I could tell on the air.
Oh, girl, we are
going
to
like to know about Shermer?
Oh, yes.
I do better if I get specific questions, just like if we were doing a reading right now.
Yes.
I do better, you know, in an interview if I get specific questions instead of just general.
I have specific questions. I have names to go with specific questions.
Well, make sure you get from Baxter my email or my Facebook. Facebook me so that we can talk you know.
Absolutely.
Poor Shermer, poor Michael. we're gonna talk him up. we'll hook you up.
Thank you.
Anybody else you want to know about?
No, just Michael right now.
Right now?
Oh yeah.
All right.
He was there all alone, sitting there for a while.
I know.
I'm telling
he's
you.
Often by himself. I should have been there.
Oh, you just had to come up to me and say, Susan, I want to meet so-and-so, and I would made it happen.
No, I've met him.
Oh.
She made it to last year's TAM. And she
I
actually,
met him before TAM.
And, when did you meet him? Oh, she's just smiling.
She's not allowed to say.
I signed a non-disclosure agreement.
Did it involve pizza?
No, it did not. No, it involved other things, but not pizza. Oh, it's a good story. There are pictures.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Now, maybe you know more than I do.
No.
I don't know if it's boxes or briefs. I don't know that answer. Well,
yeah,
at least I'm not saying.
Yeah, and I don't have current, so that's why I have to talk to you.
You don't have what?
I don't have anything current. Mine is all last year.
Oh, well, that was so 2008.
Exactly. So I need
updating. You gotta get with it and go 2009. You should come down to LA.
I should.
And hook up. Well, I don't know.
Somebody needs to hook me up. I'm coming up on a birthday.
You know, my birthday's coming up too. When's your birthday?
December.
Oh, that's not coming up.
I said I need hookups, so excuse
mine
me.
Mine too, next July.
I have to, like, you know, ahead of the birthday.
I think for you and I would just cause a lot too much trouble if we were in the same place at the same time.
Oh, no, it's okay. I'm very good at talking us out of trouble.
She is. She is.
Oh, is she? Well,
yeah.
I can get us into a lot of trouble.
All right.
So
in
you
LA?
Might have to.
Well, this will be interesting. And we will have you back on the show when we do our special things to do around pizza show, which will be coming up soon.
Oh, I can't. My son's listening.
Well, that you can ground him on that week.
That specific day.
No internet.
No internet for you, young man. So, Logan's
listening in, too. You know, does he know everything?
He knows everything.
I took Logan to see Toxic Avenger with Lloyd Kaufman was in town, and we went and saw Toxic Avenger. I don't know if you remember that from the 80s.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so Logan has seen it all at this point. So.
Well, I don't know. My son just showed me something today. It's called hello.jpg, I think it's who it is. Like, Mom, you got to see this. And they would not let me alone until I saw that. And it was disgusting. But, yeah, so I think they've seen everything. He's probably cringing right now.
Now everybody is Everybody here is rapidly hitting the internet to see what they can find. And I'm sure everybody in the chat room is also doing it. Great.
That's pretty bad.
Oh, yeah, I'm reading about it. And I don't want to go there.
Don't go there.
Don't want to go there.
No, Brian's signed off on that one.
It's got a kitten in it.
It's got a kitten in it. Great. Okay, well, my apologies. Probably we'll have to go out to Rick right away for this, in the chat room, because I'm sure that it will be.
Yeah, don't go there.
Yeah.
That's Brian's advice. Don't go there.
Where's Bojo's?
Well, you know, I wish we would have had more time because we would have taken you over to the TAPS chat room.
I could have so much fun there. I saw you guys were there the other night.
Yeah.
We can't do that. They're going to get suspicious.
If you can, tune in next week and be in the chat room.
We'll go.
And we'll take everybody over.
Oh, that should be really fun. I don't know. My kids are roaring with laughter right now. I think they just got the feed.
Oh.
I can hear them in the other room. Yeah. And I'm actually trying to keep this very clean and very PG-13.
Well, nice try. So anyway, we'll let you go now, and we'll talk with you soon. We hope to see you in the chat room next week. Like I said, we will go wreak some havoc. Allison Smith is supposed to be with us.
She was awesome for Tim this year. We were really, really happy. She did such a great job with that. The challenge that she was responsible for that.
Yeah, so it's going to be great. We'll be able to get some more inside information on all of that. And that'll be pretty exciting. And we'll also talk about her new Skeptolove project she's doing. And
And we were involved with that too.
Yeah, exactly.
That's awesome.
And then we'll drag her over to the TAPS chat room.
Oh, that ought to be interesting.
See how long she can maintain professionalism. So,
well, you tell Nidor there. She's got a Facebook me.
I will.
And I hope to hear from you guys soon, okay?
You will.
Hopefully I can get out there.
Yeah, thank you so much. Have a great night.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Well, I love her, too.
Well, yeah, she is wonderful.
She is a great lady.
Yeah. We are so lucky that we got to hang out with her. Yeah, she...
I'm friends with her because she invited me to friend her on Facebook.
Oh, yeah? Well, I invited her to my home and she came. So about that?
I took her to Yakinetti and Brookforest.
Yeah, but we're on Facebook.
Well, that's true. You can't top Facebook, for God's sakes.
Facebook she's already our friend on Facebook.
But, yeah, she's pretty darn awesome, and I feel sorry for her because she actually had to put up with, Brian and me doing the big, every lecture we've ever known at his house for her, so. And Sterling.
She got more information in, like, 5 hours than most people get in a lifetime.
You were able to condense it.
We really crammed it.
She saw the paranormal lecture.
Created a skeptical singularity in his.
Saw the regular lecture. She saw the ET lecture.
Yeah.
Well, she was talked a captive.
About, yeah.
Yeah, she was captive. We talked about the Stanley Hotel soil. We made Sterling have some Pazuzu powder. Yeah. On pizza.
And he forgave you?
That was another pizza-related incident. Sterling is an awesome kid. He dived right into it. He had no problem whatsoever. I don't even think his eyes watered. I think he just handled that like a real champ. So I saw the pictures of him. What a lucky kid, man. I saw the pictures of him at TAM, and he gets to go and do the coolest things because of having such an awesome mom like Susan. So I'm envious. I want to get adopted.
Yeah, no kidding.
So, like I said, we got Allison next week. That'll be fun. What else we got going? Anything special going to happen between now and then that we know of?
Between now and then, things are going to happen that are so amazing that we can't talk about.
Yes, that's true, and people will have to tune in next week because we will have breaking news of some sort, I'm sure. So, there you go.
Yeah. We're out of here?
Yeah, we are out of here, I think. Everybody, you guys just have a wonderful night.
Somebody told me that you were so stupid.